This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. From Billy Graham's book, Hope for Each Day. This writing entitled, Comforting Others. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. Comfort each other and edify one another. Then Billy Graham writes, it is an undeniable fact that usually those who have suffered most are best able to comfort others who are passing through suffering. They know what it is to suffer, and they understand more than others what a suffering person is experiencing physically, emotionally, and spiritually. They are able to empathize as well as sympathize with the afflictions of others because of what they have experienced in their own lives. Our sufferings may be rough and hard to bear, but they teach us lessons that in turn equip and enable us to help others. Our attitude towards suffering should not be grit your teeth and bear it, hoping it will pass as quickly as possible. Rather, our goal should be to learn all we can from what we are called upon to endure, so that, in turn, we can comfort each other and edify one another. Psalms now by Leslie Brandt. Psalm 94. It is difficult, O God, to understand how you can ignore your enemies as they persist in thwarting your purposes and abusing your children in this world. They provoke me to anger, O Lord. How can you withhold your vengeance? Even those of us who name your name and sing your praises are often indifferent to or careless about the needs of those around us. We stand indicted, Lord. Our calloused self-centeredness has perpetuated the wars and poverty and bigotry that abound in our society. We don't hate people, Lord. We just don't really care about them. Is it possible, O Lord, that we are your enemies? That we are thwarting your purposes and abusing your children in this world? We are busy with good works, Lord. We build churches and send our missionaries and establish schools and hospitals and homes for the elderly. But we don't like the poor, Lord, or the people who can't speak our language, or those who don't appreciate our patronizing gifts. They frighten us when they reach out for the fruits of our labor, our affluence, our respectability, our right to be wealthy and comfortable and secure. Sometimes, Lord, we just don't like people. Why don't they leave us alone so we can love and serve you in peace? Thank you, God, for not pouring out your wrath on those who are disobedient to you. We have been your enemies at times, even while we worship in our comfortable sanctuaries. We may stand in your way. And thank you, God, because you love even your enemies, and through your chastisement may transform them into your sons and daughters. Strike the scales from our eyes, O Lord, that we may see your handwriting on the wall, and accept your chastening love, and return to you in repentance and faith. Strike the shackles from our hearts and hands, that we may reach out to demonstrate and to relate your love to your children around us. Thank you. from Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. She would like us to focus on these verses. From Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Romans 8, verse 1, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And Sarah receives these words from the Holy Spirit. "Rest in the stillness of my presence while I prepare you for this day. Let the radiance of my glory shine upon you as you wait on me in confident trust. Be still and know that I am God." There is both a passive and an active side to trusting me. As you rest in my presence, focusing on me, I quietly build bonds of trust between us. When you respond to the circumstances of your life with affirmations of trust, you actively participate in this process. "I am always with you, so you have no reason to be afraid. Your fear often manifests itself in excessive planning. Your mind is so accustomed to this pattern of thinking that you are only now becoming aware of how pervasive it is and how much it hinders your intimacy with me. Repent of this tendency and resist it whenever you realize you are wandering down this well-worn path. Return to my presence, which always awaits you in the present moment. I accept you back with no condemnation." From A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. Holy Father, from whom alone all good proceedeth, let the Christian graces of faith, hope, and charity be every day more firmly established within me. O God, I believe that Thou rulest all things in wisdom and in righteousness, that Thou hast called me to be Thy loyal servant, that Thou dost rightfully demand of me complete subservience to Thy will, that Jesus Christ, Thou hast shown me a way of salvation whereby I may be delivered from my sins, that if I truly repent, Thou art willing to pardon and save me. O God, I hope for the continuance of Thy daily mercies, for the lessening of sin's hold upon my will, for my growth in grace and in true holiness from day to day, for a more perfect holiness when earthly days are done, for a day when I shall know even as also I am known. O God, I love Thee, who Thyself art love, who in love didst create me and in love dost still preserve me, who didst so love me as to send Thy Son to suffer and to die that I might live with Thee, who hast commanded me to show my love to Thee by loving my neighbor for Thy sake. Help Thou mine unbelief, O God. Give me greater patience in my hope, and make me more constant in my love. In loving, let me believe, and in believing, let me love. And in loving and in believing, let me hope for a more perfect love and a more unwavering faith through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.